Government has hinted that the Auditor General report will be implemented and any official court and any corrupt act will be dealt with. This was contained in the 2015 budget presented by the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, yesterday. Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe.
Meanwhile, the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azeem, says government has been unfair with Ghanaians, especially with the content of the 2015 budget statement. Mr. Azeem is particularly not happy with some of the issues contained in the budget with respect to taxes and corruption. Reacting to issues raised in the budget, Mr. Azeem was also disappointed in the majority members for approving the 17.5% petroleum tax the same day without considering what is in there for Ghanaians. To him, the case that corrupt officials will be prosecuted next year is also nothing to go by. He spoke to Ritam Pabingtete.
I think there are two aspects of the budget that, not that they interest me, but they make me a bit worried. One of the things is this VAT on fuel prices. The government has not been very fair with Ghanaians. We said we were doing an automatic adjustment of price of fuel. Then crude oil price dropped to about 80 or less. So one would have expected that they would have reviewed the prices downwards. But they waited, and now they've just slapped a VAT on the current price, which is not the automatically adjusted price as at today or yesterday. Secondly, this budget was presented to Parliament yesterday, and the majority sat in Parliament yesterday and approved the tax. What analysis did they do about the benefits of the tax to the government and the negative in the suffering that it will bring to Ghanaians? Besides, there are already some taxes on petroleum products. Is the VAT going to replace those, or the VAT is going to be in addition to those taxes? The second worry is the pronouncements about fighting corruption. You know that even the president himself instructed the attorney general to prosecute people that were indicted by the auditor general's report. Up to today, we haven't heard about it. So the minister of finance is just repeating what the president said some time ago.
It appears this time the minister has reaffirmed government's commitment to prosecuting corrupt officials. And are you not happy about that?
Well, it would have been a good development if this government has a good track record of staying by its pronouncements. But if the number one person in this country has given the instructions and we are not hearing any action, what is the guarantee that the Minister of Finance wears will carry more weight than what was said before by the president himself? That's my worry.
Are you then saying that government will not have the courage to prosecute its own people if they are found guilty of corruption?
I am saying that the track record does not give us the confidence to say that government will stick by its words, stand by its words.
And what's this record you're talking about? Can you let us know
I'll give you an example about the president instructing the attorney general to go ahead and prosecute people that have been indicted by the auditor general's report. Secondly, you know of the famous Honorable Martha Meadows case in court, where the Supreme Court ruled in the favor of the state to recover this money.
Is it not the case that probably those in charge of the case are still putting things together?
Well, how long does it take to put things together? And what prevents them from briefing Ghanaians, telling Ghanaians how far they have gone, the challenges they are facing in trying to recover this money? Because if you don't do that, we will not have confidence in the process. And so when you come out and say something today, we will still not be convinced that you are going to go by it. Government said they are going to recover money from the GDF contractors. Up to today, we've only heard of one person that paid a small sum of about 14 million. The GDF case, the audit said certain people must refund money. We're not told if these monies have been recovered. So that track record, that bad track record, makes people not to be convinced that this time is going to be anything different.
But then, Mr. Azeem, if indeed government's commitment to prosecute corrupt officials is anything to go by, what will that mean to our country's governance agenda as well as our rule of law?
If the verbal pronouncements are followed through with action, one, we are going to recover a lot of money that have gone down the drain, gone into private pockets, illegally paid for work not done. But two, it establishes the confidence of Ghanaians in their governance. And then three, of course, it will help to reduce corruption.
Vitus Azeem is the Executive Secretary of Ghana Integrity Initiative. A political science lecturer at the University of Education Winneba, Brahima Awaisu, has predicted that next year will be a difficult one for Ghanaians. According to him, the 2015 budget stands to bring hardship to the people, especially with the imposition of taxes on petroleum products and other sectors. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the issues contained in the 2015 budget, Mr. Brahima said with such proposed taxes in place, government should soon expect claims by labor unions for salary increment as a result of high cost of living. He spoke to Rita Ampabentete.
I would describe it as a very difficult year we're going to encounter. the history of Ghana indicates that fuel drives the economy. In other words, the increment of fuel increases transportation, costs and everything. And I see a difficult year coming in 2015.
Difficult as in, if you can clarify for
us. As in standard of living, the masses of the people, things are going to be pretty difficult in terms of staff, things are going to be pretty difficult in terms of transportation. And no transportation affects every aspect of our life in Ghana.
But then, don't you agree with government that probably government needs some money to run the country, hence some of these taxes?
Yeah, it's a fact. Government all over the world need money to run the economy. But do it increases. And look at the people that you have on the ground. Will they be able to pay the tax that you ask them to pay? In the case of Ghana, it's cyclical. What will happen that people will be forced to pay the 17.5% increment of the fuel. Labor will come and demand their share of the increment, or in other words, the standard of living. Don't forget, labor will come asking that standard of living have gone high, and therefore government should do something about their salaries. But if you look at just a little bit politically, government is just preparing Ghanaians that in this system, we are not going to increase fuel. So whatever it is, let's dump everything to Ghanaians so that in this system, then we don't do it because it's an election year.
Do you see this budget as a transformational one?
Well, transformation in terms of what? This is not the first time we've heard budgets that they are mentioning it will be, because this was the first time. I just see this budget as part of it. It's just the labeling, the name, and the name itself does not translate to what we want.
The finance minister also mentioned that from next year, government is going to prosecute corrupt officials and all that. What's your opinion on that?
Why didn't we start this year? So are we saying that between now and December, people can be corrupt? So we're waiting to start out next year. I think fight of corruption, we pay lip service to it over the years. Ghana can develop if they're able to stem this corruption. But I can't see what you just told me. I can't see anything about good about it, because every year we talk of fighting corruption, and every year we hear of corruption. And so, are we saying if 2015 is going to be the year of fight corruption, are we saying between November and December people can continue to corrupt? Is that what we are saying? What of those that have been reported to us, what are we doing about it?
And it appears this particular budget has a lot of taxes. Do you agree with critics who say that probably the IMF has a hand in it?
For the IMF, it's true they have a hand in this. You know, governments all over the world, especially developing countries, when the IMF put pressure on them to increase taxes, superficially, the government appears as if it's a homegrown policy. But in reality, it is IMF dictating the issues. IMF have never hidden from Ghanaians. Like Ghana or government generally in Ghana, we like subsidizing issues. It is about, for example, electricity, water, what have you. And they're asking the government that's not the way to go. So I believe strongly that this increment of taxes that we are seeing, definitely IMF have a hand in it. But we should not expect government officials to come admit to us that IMF has no hand in it. Superficially, this is what they will tell us, that in reality, the IMF knows what is happening in the country.
Brian Mawaisu is with the Political Science Department of the University of Education, Winneba.
Meanwhile, Radio Ghana sought the views of the public on the 2015 budget presented in Parliament yesterday. The general concern was that an increase in tax and fuel prices would increase the cost of living.
The budget is not interested, and it's not happy budget at all. And it's not going to benefit anybody, because I'm a taxi driver. And how can you read the budget just yesterday and then the next day morning the fuel increase is out? It's so bad.
I heard it from the news that they have done some increment on petrol, and when such increment happens, it affects the majority of the society. In Ghana, our population, most of us are struggling, so when the increment comes on petrol, it affects we those who are struggling.
Yesterday budget, most of us using headaches, and I suggest if they will re-telecast it on TV for us.
For me, I think for tax doesn't make sense. This is because I believe this will be descending onto whoever is buying the fuel at that moment. And these are people paying tax already. Now, if you are adding tax again to the fuel, it's going to make conditions hard and difficult. I think they should actually look into it. There are more areas they can actually make money from to help the nation instead of hurting the Ghanaian people.
Those were views of members of the public.